chickens like it.
Hey, Rocky, how's the repair going?
That's a sheep.
Rancy, what is that?
It's a very cute dinosaur.
Are you watching Paw Patrol with a dinosaur?
Yes. I can't see.
Where is it? What sound does the dinosaur make? And I enjoy Paw Patrol, okay?
So from heavy Mongolian rock bands to Paw Patrol. What day is it today? My name is Werner Kuchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. Well, if I look to my right, it is Waffle Day. So between Paw Patrol and sitting down to record this, my wife arrived back home with a waffle maker under her arm. You see, the thing is that in a week's time, it's a certain man's birthday. He will be officially 3 years old. And for this occasion, we bought a waffle maker. Okay, I mean, I think in the world that I live in, that makes complete sense. But the benefit is that the fact that I now have a freshly steamy baked, whatever you call this, baked, it's not definitely not fried, waffle next to me. So I will be consuming this as soon as I get done here. So anyways, like I wanted to share a few thoughts after today because I had to pop out, get myself realigned for the new week. That didn't work quite to plan because the babysitter had some kind of appointment and I had to rush back midway through all my efforts to come and hang out with the little one and watch Paw Patrol. But that being said, on the way back, because I had some time on the public transport, I listened to a very interesting podcast that made me think a little bit. And that's the thing that I like about podcasts, because it makes you think. And this episode specifically is from a show called The Happiness Lab that focuses on like healthy lifestyle, happiness, psychology around it, well-researched, well-presented, well-produced. A definite recommendation from my side. But today's episode, or the episode I listened to today specifically, is the latest one. By the time I release my Finding Frequency, is about sleep or the lack of getting enough sleep. So I had two insights. The one is kind of something that is obvious and we avoid it, but I know from my career in the more official spaces in the world, the corporates and the agencies, that some people think it's a badge of honor when they've worked through the night or have not received enough sleep, where I've become a bit more aware of the fact that maybe it's because I'm getting a bit older that sleep is super important. And there's also this misconception that the older you get, the less sleep you need. I don't think that's entirely true either. Not really based on anything that I've heard today, but it's something that I think is super important. Other thing that I also read recently is that sleep is not something that you just fix in one night. It's like when you've drained your sleep battery, you need to recharge it over a period of time. One night of good sleep is not going to recharge everything. So you need to kind of recharge yourself over time and make it a good practice. But that's not what I'm not here to preach to you. But two interesting things. I think the thing that I took away from today's episode or the show that I listened to is that not getting enough sleep is not a badge of honor. And we need to start avoiding talking about this when we, in our corporate or professional lives, telling people that you are tired and not getting enough sleep or that you've worked through the night is not something to be proud of and you need to fix that. For example, someone like Jeff Bezos, and it's funny when you listen to the episode, he didn't want to talk about this openly, but he insists in getting 8 hours of sleep. Now, I don't know. I mean, you might like him, you might dislike him, but he is running one of the most successful businesses in the world today. And he insists in getting enough sleep. So that's a tick in my book. The other thing that I never thought of is that you're actually doing yourself and your colleagues a disservice if you don't get enough sleep, because you are turning into someone that you are not. You're becoming someone that people might not like being around. So I've had this before where I've said to friends and to my wife that I'm actually starting to irritate myself. And unlike, there was a joke in the show too, is that you can't unfriend yourself. So you're stuck with this asshole and your friends are also stuck with this asshole. So just get enough sleep and operate at optimal levels. If you're still an asshole operating at optimal levels, I can't do anything for you, but at least recharge your batteries. And I think I need to sit down with my wife and see if we can't get into a bit of a bit of rhythm. You might have this all pat down, but in our household, it's a bit strange because we don't really work on fixed schedules. We're very, very agile. And I think that is actually working against us. And none of us are getting enough sleep. And thinking about this weekend where my boy was going completely insane, the fact is he might have been an asshole because he didn't get enough sleep either. So something to think about and something that I want to think about a bit more and see if we can't become a bit more extraordinary in this household by potentially getting more sleep. So maybe I'll end this off by having a little bit of a bite on my waffle and not drinking that next cup of coffee.